Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas. How you been? Me, I'm doing fine. I'm still alive and kicking. After all of these years, the Christmas tree is up, lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football, you ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man he's starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes. When she looks at me that way, I'm wrapped around her finger, like you always said I'd be. I'm sitting here, feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself, it's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day. Come Merry Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do, there just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, they told me you were gone. I cried so hard, oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children. It was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day. On Merry's Christmas.
Christmas tunes out at reverbnation.com. Welcome, good morning, hello, happy holidays, good afternoon to my friends in Europe, in the UK, a good evening, a good late night to those of you where there's nighttime, and also happy summer to my friends in Australia. Wow, I would love to be there, it's summertime, but we're going to have summer-like weather We had some like weather yesterday here in Jackson, Mississippi, and also we're going to have like 70s today. So that should be fun, but, you know, sad for those who are ice skaters because we have an ice skating rink that's open in Madison, Mississippi at the Baptist Medical Center. And the ice castle, the ice skating rink is temporarily closed until the temperature drops a little more. So, you know, but I'm going to enjoy this summer, spring-like weather. Now, it will rain tomorrow, so temperature will drop to the 50s then tomorrow. But again, happy holidays. Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, which is not too far away. And 2013 is less than a month away. Happy birthday to all the December babies also. If today's your birthday, then you're sharing your birthday with fabulous actress Julianne Moore. She's 52 today. Oh, my God. She is beautiful. Jean-Luc Godard, director, is 82. J.P. Morgan, singer. The Gong Show, 81. Mary Alice, actress, is 71. Ozzy Osbourne, happy birthday, Ozzy. Rock singer, Black Sabbath, 64. Daryl Hannah is 52 also today. Actress, Brendan Fraser, actor, The Mummy films. He's 44. Bruno Campos, actor, is 39. Holly Maria Combs, actress from Charmed, is 39. Anna Chomsky, actress, My Girl, movies, 32. And actress Amanda Seyfried, Mamma Mia and Big Love, is only 27 today. And today in history, courtesy of AP Press and also Dallas Morning News, in 1984, more than 4,000 people died after a cloud of gas escaped from a pesticide plant operated by a Union Carbide subsidiary in Bhopal, India. And then in 1818, Illinois was admitted to the Union as the 21st state. In 1828, Andrew Jackson, this is where the city of Jackson got its name, from Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was elected the 7th president of the United States. In 1947, a streetcar named Desire by Tennessee Williams opened on Broadway. And in 1948, the House Un-American Activities Committee announced that former communist spy Whitaker Chambers had produced microfilm of secret documents hidden inside a pumpkin on his Maryland farm. And then in 64, police arrested some 800 students at the University of California at Berkeley who had stormed the administration building the previous day and staged a massive sit-in. I participated in a few sit-ins as a student at Jackson State. And that was a protest to, I think, Ole Miss, University of Mississippi, wanted to change Jackson State's name to the University of Mississippi in Jackson. And this was back, I studied business management at Jackson State, 89 and 91. I'm also alumni of Highlands Community College, but then I also studied, my concentration study was business management at Jackson State. And we had numerous sit-ins because there was talk of Ole Miss, some of you probably remember this, wanted to turn Jackson State into the University of Mississippi in Jackson. And a couple of years ago, there, when Barbara was a governor, there was some similar talk of different colleges combining and letting go staff at other colleges. But this is back way, like 20-plus years ago. But that was my experience in participating in a sit-in for that situation. And in 1965, the album Rubber Soul by the Beatles was released. In 1967, surgeons in Cape Town, South Africa, led by Dr. Christian Barnard, performed the first human heart transplant. And in 1967, the 20th Century Limited, the famed luxury train, completed its final run from New York City to Chicago. And also in 1979, 11 people were killed in a crush of fans at Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum before a rock concert by The Who. And in 1989, East German communist leader Egon Krenz the ruling Politburo and the party's Central Committee resigned. 1997, South Korea struck a deal with the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the $55 billion bailout of its foundering economy. In 1999, scientists failed to make contact with the Mars Polar Lander after it began its fiery descent toward the red planet. The spacecraft was presumed destroyed. And in 2009, Comcast and GE announced joint venture plans, with Comcast owning a 51% controlling stake in NBC Universal. And that is today in history, in regards to courtesy of AP and DallasNews.com. And what about those Cowboys? Congratulations to those Cowboys. But then also, you know, you can't help but have concern also for the health of quarterback Michael Vick, who was injured the last time in Philadelphia played the Cowboys. And if you was watching the game like I was, they said that he would have tests today on his eyes, but his eyes weren't focusing properly. And they brought to our attention, if you realize, when he suffered that concussion a few weeks ago during a Dallas game, his eyes were blinking. So he's going to get tested for his eyes today, and then he will be tested again to see if he can be released to play when Philadelphia play Tampa Bay Buccaneers next week. So those Cowboys, 6-6, not over till it's over. I'm telling you, I am super excited for my two favorite teams are the Cowboys and the Saints. So, man, they meet up right at Christmas on the 23rd, which you all heard Big Roughneck and I talk about that not too long ago on last, not this past Friday, but last Friday. And that's going to be a good one, but that's not till what, 3 more weeks from now. Wow, Christmas is 3 weeks away. Oh, my God, if you are experiencing bah humbug, you got to get over it. So, wow, wow, wow. It's been a lot going on in the news. I see where Orlando beat the Lakers. That's interesting. That's interesting. I did watch the game last night also, but I dozed off a little bit. Now, my screen... I know. I was waiting for me to get on air for my screen to kind of want to do its own thing, my switchboard. So, trying to get it to act right so it can move on smoothly. Or I'm going to have to refer to my MyTouch. But like Amy Domestico of Blog Talk Radio, you know, she talks about how wow, when you have just dead air, when you're hosting alone opposed to someone working with you, you experience that dead air every once in a while. So my thing is to be doing what I need to do, but at the same time, do my best not to allow any dead air, because we don't want to be bored, do we? And wait for certain things to happen. Oh, congratulations to Mario Lopez and his lady. They tied the knot, had you all heard. And also the Bachelorette. She finally, she tied the knot. Also, well, I won't say finally, because, well, they only been engaged for a little over a year or whatever. So I am working on getting my switchboard up so I can play more awesome songs. Now, that was Michael Anthony's song, Merry's Christmas. If you missed the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and you missed my guy, Six String Woody's single, Merry Christmas, G.I.'s. Awesome Christmas tune. And I'm sure you'll love it also. That Six String Woody, he always lives up and surpasses living up to any expectation that we might have. pause in a second as my switchboard comes up.
Beautiful and poised. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., this one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I., for all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., Christmas. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Hope yours is safe and warm. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Happy Christmas. Time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Christmas. Merry Christmas, hope you're safe and warm.
Christmas tune or what? Before that, of course, the song I love to hear by Imprint of the UK, America was a beautiful, just amazing. Checking out some of my Facebook friends. Man, it looked like most are having a really fun holiday season, end of the year celebration, and looking forward to 2013. And, you know, we experience our ups and downs, but we just, you know, got to keep just keep pushing, keep thriving, keep surviving, and keep doing, just doing what we need to do right. And number one, put God first, regardless of our religious beliefs. Atheists thinking positive in a positive light, that all goes hand in hand. Looking at the glass, and nothing wrong looking at the glass half full, but look at the glass, just as long as the glass can get full, right? Half empty, whichever. Here's my favorite team sensation, David J. Polo.
Check it. It's David J. Home.
ching, ching, chong. Gentleman status with a golf attitude. Polo's always on the top, better check altitude. Use the fool fiend, rockin' polo, better get your closet thick. Polo Ralph Lauren pop collar with some tacky dick. Steady getting chicks cause they love the way my hair looks. Yeah. Steady killing swag, gotta add me to the legend book. Took him to the mall, ballin' status, walking up the dark of light. Send a first decade boy, get caught up.
Status on 100, cause I'm killing my polo. Gentleman swag and a girl wanna duo. I only go solo. Watching those scooters, they just say all day. Boy, call me Mr. Polo. Status on 100, cause I'm killing my polo. Gentleman swag and a girl wanna duo. I only go solo. Watching those scooters, they just say all day. Boy, call me Mr. Polo.
Celebrating World AIDS Day this weekend, and many are celebrating today. I know I received an invite from Tougaloo College at the Wellness Center. They will be having events all day, from screening and events from early this morning to in the evening time at Tougaloo College. So check out Tougaloo's Facebook page. And also they have an event page also. But I'm reading an article from the Daily Eleni, is that what it's called? The independent student newspaper at the University of Illinois since 1871. And the headline is written by the Daily Eleni editorial board, and the headline is World AIDS Day Reminds Us to Be Educated, Safe in Our Sexual Health. Most students at the university are too young to remember the height of the AIDS epidemic in the U.S. I am 44. I remember when it was just a few reports regarding a, like Prince sing about in on his album, Sign of Times, of a small disease, of a small name, a small disease with a big name. And I remember when there were stories that, okay, regarding AIDS and HIV, I remember vividly, and it was just so heartbreaking because when AIDS first broke, when it started breaking news, you know, it was considered a gay man's disease, and white and gay, and we have found out that HIV and AIDS does not discriminate, regardless of who you are. And one of the strongest age groups, right now, I think, are heterosexual black women. I need to check my statistics and over again, but I think it's more so like young black women at that. I have to get it right, but I think that has been the age group that's been affected a lot in recent years in regards to their relationships. I'm in that age group too. Relationships with guys on the down low, that's what they say. And having, you know, unprotected sex. And so that's a topic that we like to talk about here. Haven't been the topic like in recent months, but it's important for us to protect ourselves, safe sex, and to know one's status. You know, it's very important to know one's status. As a matter of fact, I need to go and check out my status. Even when I'm practicing sexual abstinence, like I am now, I like to know my status. It's important to know your status. It's important for your partner, your lover, your husband, your wife to know their statuses also. I have married friends who say they like to be tested regularly. They like their spouses to be tested regularly. Yes, they trust their spouses. But still, HIV and AIDS is not a joke, you know. Most defining characteristics. But even with the scientific, and then it's AIDS, and then there's HIV and AIDS, and then not to mention other sexual transmitted STDs that exist out there. None of those are fun, really. No, I mean, none of them. The most defining but even with the scientific breakthroughs in the last 15 years, they have provided ways of managing the disease. We are still a long way from adding AIDS to the list of diseases eradicated by modern medicine. The most defining characteristic of AIDS is its massive global scale. No country is unaffected. An epidemic has infected an estimated 60 million people, killing 30 million worldwide. The numbers and deaths are staggering, but so has been the collective struggle of individuals and organizations all over the world to stop or at least slow the loss of life. The fight against the disease has occupied enormous public and private resources and some of the best minds of the last two decades. With the passing of World AIDS Day on Saturday, there's good news. According to UNAIDS, 700,000 AIDS-related deaths were avoided thanks to antiretroviral therapy. Incidents of HIV fell in 33 countries, 22 of them hard-hit sub-Saharan Africa. HIV infection among children has fallen 15% since 2001 and 21% below the number of new infections in 97. But an issue that is global is by nature also entrenched at the local level. In Illinois, AIDS killed 12,506 people between 1990 and 1999. Since then, deaths have decreased dramatically, with 250 deaths reported in 2010. There is progress, but AIDS is present in our community. The numbers are not large. As of June of 2012, 185 AIDS-infected individuals lived in Champaign County as of June, with only of 8 new cases reported in that month, according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. It would be easy to look at AIDS as a problem on the way out, but this ignores the outstanding level of challenge overcome since the disease broke on the global landscape. There has been progress, but the reality is that disease continues to be transmitted despite enormous education and outreach efforts here and around the world. For university students, that means we are not entirely removed from a possible infection. As of 2010, about 12,000 young people between the ages of 13 and 24, or about 1,000 per month, were infected with HIV, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. We may be a school that was awarded first place out of 141 schools in sexual health resources, but university students have little excuse for not staying diligent. And while AIDS remains a global problem, taking responsibility for ourselves by staying educated, getting tested, and being careful with our partners is a surefire way to hasten a true end of AIDS for all. And again, this is from the Daily Illini, the independent student newspaper at the University of Illinois, that's been a paper since 1871. So I've posted on Facebook, and I'm tweeting this article out also. And again, those of you in the Jackson metropolitan area, to those having an amazing day of education and educating the community regarding AIDS and the recognition of World AIDS Day also starting this morning. World AIDS Day. And the website for World AIDS Day is worldaidsday.org. And it was on December the 1st. Like I said, many celebrated on Saturday, and many are celebrating today, and I assume throughout the week. I'm looking at the website now, and there's a website called onesharecondom.com. You know, we share, we donate. And it's always important to get involved. And let's see, I'm going to check out these HIV Facts. Facts. And, yes, I do have some of my favorite celebrities in music, entertainment, fashion have passed away from AIDS. Do I have loved ones with HIV? I sure do. I have loved ones who are living with HIV. You know, and I've had friends to pass away from HIV and AIDS or complications of AIDS. So it's real. It's really real. People can't live with it, but if you can prevent it, why not prevent it, you know? HIV facts. HIV stands for the Human Immune Deficiency Virus. It is a virus which attacks the body's immune system, the body's defense against diseases. HIV can be passed on through infected bodily fluids, most commonly via sex without a condom or by sharing infected needles, syringes, or other injecting drug equipment. There are now more people ever living with HIV in the UK, more than 90,000, with around a quarter of those unaware that they have the virus. Here are a few more facts about HIV in the UK. Over 90% of people with HIV were infected through sexual contact. You can now get tested for HIV using a saliva sample. When I get tested, I get the needle a little quick. HIV is not passed on through spitting, biting, or sharing utensils. Only 1% of babies born to HIV-positive mothers have HIV. You can get the result of an HIV test in just 15, 20 minutes. Yeah, I know, sometimes when I get tested, it's even shorter than that, seems like. There's no vaccine and no cure for HIV. Having any of these facts come as a surprise, there's still loads more you can learn about HIV in the UK by visiting HIV Aware, our fun, interactive new website, which provides all the information everyone should know about HIV. HIV Aware gives you facts and stats on HIV, busts common myths and answers you're frequently asked. And take a step to acting aware by visiting HIV Aware today. And that's very interesting to know. And I'm going to head to that Facebook page. I need to watch the time because I think my show is going to be brief this morning. It's going to be a 45-minute show. So this is in conjunction with UK. Well, UK have much love for the UK, do I not? And the UK has a lot of love for me, and I really thank you for that. I was just sharing the facts, and the facts, you all know I do love to share through my research information regarding facts and what's important with what's going on with the UK. UK shows me much love, and I can't wait to travel to the UK one day in the near future. But that is just amazing. Wow. So interesting facts. Let's see. I'm going to see if I can get more information for you all right quick, because I don't have that event page up, like right in front of me regarding World AIDS Day celebration on Tupelo campus. And I'm sure Jackson State and Bellhaven and all the other local campuses also will be holding events. World AIDS Day. Well, here is some information regarding the Jackson area period, courtesy of JacksonFreePress.com. I've seen a little of something regarding Tupelo. Now, one event has already passed that I see on there. That's regarding the Jackson Medical Mall. That event was the other day. I wanted to give you all more information, but you can contact Tupelo if you're in the area. So you can get more up. I see what Otha is talking about, being at the event later on tonight at Woolworth Chapel on the campus of Tougaloo College. And I know events will start early this morning also. I just wanted to share that with you regarding that. But there's an event page for that, the Owens Wellness Center. Thank you for listening to Motivating Monday. I will share more information regarding an excerpt from Walk Up the Weight also on tomorrow. Wait a second. I was thinking that the show was going to end, but it's not going to end. Sometimes my shows are at the minimum 45 minutes if I don't set them at a certain time. But it's okay. I didn't want to be automatically cut off while in the middle of a topic. But there's no concern for that, okay? But we can talk about more about walk-off weight and other important topics also. But I was concerned about losing time.
CoastToCoastMixtapes.com.
Coast to Coast, what up? AP picks up.
Hey, King Mo, what it do?
Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm gon' see you again.
So you want this, yeah.
I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man. Oh, man. I got that good thing. I know I'm gon' see you again. Yeah. Oh, man. Never get your man. Oh, man.
Work it out for me. Make the booty pop. Keep the blood flowing. Baby, keep me right. I pay the water bill so I can keep it dripping. Fast and slowly, you know that pop is sipping. And we ain't tripping off of weight, stay in shape. Nah. Lifting up my baby in the cake, see her face look shocked when I hit it with the cock. No jewels. She a bad bitch, take her for a walk. No fool. Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, free throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Cleaning your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that sequel. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man, your man, your man.
Work it out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the chop. Young homies keeping watch like the ex-girl's watch. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just ride me like a rental man. First and last is taken, I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame. If I ain't riding, I ain't close, I ain't kissing, I ain't ass. Where you been? Took it, niggas, man. Took it, why I blast? Giving up creative freedom for some cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Trait and a CD, both covered in ash.
Woo! Who was that? Who was that, you ask? Elder Bars Jr. Most definitely. Good thing, good thing, good thing. And before that, of course, DJ Swan. San Antonio's own DJ Swan. Just trying to motivate you. That's all, because this is Motivating Monday. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Man, I'm super excited because in the midst of confirming some very interesting guests for the very near future for this month and also to kick off the new year also. So you just stay tuned. And, you know, I'll make sure. And don't miss it. Don't miss the live episode. You know, you can always check out the you can always visit the website anytime, 24/7, for any shows that you have missed.
Dirty clothes time.
of the wow factor, stand up straight. Don't trudge through your workouts with slumped shoulders. Whether you're walking or lifting weights, research shows that working out with proper posture can burn more calories and safeguard you from injury. It also allows you to take in more oxygen, making a workout feel easier. The bonus, you look slimmer. Again, the wow factor, the walk-off weight factor, is to stand up straight, and that's recommended, period, in everyday life. Don't trudge through your workouts with slumped shoulders, whether you're walking or lifting weights. Research shows that working out with proper posture can burn more calories and safeguard you from injury. It also allows you to take in more oxygen, making a workout feel easier. Bonus, you look slimmer. And that is from the Walk Off Weight Journal. That is complimentary with the book, The Walk Off the Weight, book written by Fitness Director of Prevention, Michelle Stanton. Hey, here's another jam from Elder Barge Lies. Elder Barge Jr. Does not fall far from the tree, huh? Talented! Love it. I've been networking with him a long time, though. Pretty much ever since 2007, 2008, when I first joined Facebook, and he is just an amazing talent. His debut album is out and pumping. Check him out on Facebook. Also, check him out at ReverbNation.com. You can check out his new music. Even there are even a couple songs you can download for free. He is awesome with interacting with supporters and fans. And just amazing, amazing talent. Big shout out to he and his loved ones. Most definitely, El DeBarge Jr. Yes. Here's my friend, Mars Mills. Goodbye. Mars Mills Experience. I think you figured it out by now, and I thank you for your support. That this is the place to come, right here, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on Blog Talk Radio. for the best of the best of independent, underground, and also amazing music from mainstream artists and musicians, huh? And also some of the best advice and tips from business professionals and entrepreneurs, right? Yeah, so I thank you and I appreciate you, and I am thankful and grateful to have your support also. So let's rock, okay? Here's Wes Ford and the Foundry, my friends, repping Big D, who's climbing the music charts, Reverb Nation Rock charts in Dallas. It's Be Like You. What's up, Cowboys? And also the Mavs. Oh, my God, Jenna Fisher is a Maverick. Can you believe it?
Face of influenza.
I am a face of influenza.
I am a face of influenza.
I am a face of influenza.
We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom.
and I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit
facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas seals. Money raised through Christmas seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
I would never have thought that this would be how it ended.
York said that sometime after Halloween, Perkins had gone to visit her family in Texas. Perkins also briefly stayed with her cousin, who is married to Chiefs player Jamal Charles. Belcher and Perkins met through Charles, York said. A message left for Charles and his wife through an assistant was not immediately returned. York said the root of the argument was that Belcher sometimes he would just be down in his man cave or whatever, and Perkins wanted to spend more time together as a family. They ended up wanting to try to work it out, York said, and the next time I went over and visited, she told me everything was good and things were better. So I thought everything was fine. Kansas City Police spokesman Darren Snapp reiterated Sunday that the couple had argued recently but could not provide no additional details. I heard a report about she had been to a concert. I don't remember the source, but she had been to a concert and they arrived home maybe around 1 o'clock. But, you know, the reports talk like they've been arguing before then, too. At the couple's former home, people could be seen coming and going Sunday. Can you all respect grieving, said a man who answered the door at the couple's home. A short time later, at the same time the Chiefs were playing, two men loaded bags into a car and two women drove away. Attempts to reach various members of Perkins' family in Austin, Texas, were unsuccessful. Neighbors in the newly built Kansas City subdivision where the couple had lived since April were stunned by Saturday's violent events. Christian Van Meter, 31, lives near the couple and said also she had taken community college courses with Perkins. Van Meter said the couple threw a lot of parties but said she heard nothing unusual the morning of the killing. It's a surprise, she said. There had to have been something that triggered it. Belcher's mother, who was staying with the couple, called 911 after her son shot Perkins. Snapp said 911 tapes are not public records in Missouri. But I seen a report yesterday with the 911 tapes. Sean Martin, vice president of the Neighborhood Homeowners Association, said she wasn't aware of any problems that preceded the shooting. She described the parties at the home Belcher and Perkins shared as nothing more than any other young couple would have. After having a baby, Perkins was taking the fall semester off school. York said Perkins planned to return in January and wanted to become a teacher. Police said Belcher's mother was living with the couple, but York said she just made frequent visits, sometimes less than a couple weeks at a time. She doesn't know who would care for the baby. Now, I heard a report that the baby would be taking care of his mother. They just seemed really happy around each other, and I just don't understand where things went wrong, York said. York said the other stress Perkins mentioned was whether Belcher would stay with the Chiefs. She was really a good person to be around, and a lot of fun, York said. She was somebody you could call when you were down, and when she would talk you through it, she would lift you back up and make you feel happy again if you were sad or upset. So that is from one of her friends, dear friends. So that's a story that was just published at the Washington Post in the national section. And like I said before, I've tweeted it out. And also I'm posting it on my Tumblr blog, and that is connected to everything. And when I do that, I know some of you get peeved off when I have multiple posting. So I delete some of the repetitive posts. But wanted to get it out to my LinkedIn page and to my MySpace and all other pages also. So, wow. Domestic violence is something that we talk about often, right? I am not a stranger to domestic violence. And also, you know, I always talk about MARC and Empowerment Foundation by MARC, which is exactly that. It brings awareness to teen dating violence and partner violence. And, wow, domestic violence, HIV, cancer, bring breast cancer awareness, all cancers, all of this is so important. So I'm looking at the National Domestic Violence Hotline number, if you feel like you need to help or assistance. And keep this number close by. It's 1-800-799-SAFE. That is the number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. 1-800-799-SAFE. save it in your phone, put it nearby, where you, if you think a friend of yours needs that number, then you most definitely provide them with this number. It is available 24 hours. At this website for the National Domestic